Nella Kanadeev, and welcome to the Celtic Christmas Podcast, show number 54. Nella Kanadeev, and welcome to the Celtic Christmas Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and also host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. My goal is to introduce you to Celtic musicians who are making and sharing Christmas music. Podcast is brought to you by the generosity of our patrons. Sign up on Patreon to bring more episodes to your ears every November, December, leading up to Christmas. We kicked off the show with Jill Chambliss, Ed Miller, and Scooter Muse from their album, Songs of the Christmas Season. That was Away in a Manger. Next up is Top of the Bow by Matt and Shannon Heaton from Fine Winter's Night. Thank you.
Soft the westland breezes blow, mang the backs of Stanley Shaw. The Mavis sings Fuchirio. Sweet the crow flowers early bell, ducks conifers to blooming like your bonny self, my young, my yardless dearie-o. Come, my lassie, let us stray o'er Glenkillo's sunny brae, blithely spend the golden day, its joys that never weary. Towering o'er the new world, lav rocks fan the snow white clouds, silver souls with tawny bars. Say radio round the sylvan fairy knocks, feathery brackens fringe the rocks beneath the breath of burning chooks, and elk thing is cheering. Trees may bud and birds may sing, flowers may bloom and verdure spring. Joy to me they cannot bring unless with ye, my dear. Trees may bud and birds may sing, flowers may bloom and verdure spring, but joy to me they cannot bring unless with ye, my dear. Thank you. That are in the wood, the holly bears the crown. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may be. The holly grows a berry as red as any blood, and the ivy grows on the solid rock, evergreen through winter's flood. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of a deer, and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may be. Bears a prickle sharp as any thorn, and the ivy bears all the life of spring till the sun has been reborn. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may be. The holly and the ivy, the lady and the lord, they will comfort and protect us all as the cauldron and the sword. Oh, the rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may hear. The rising of the sun, and the running of the deer, and the turning of the winter tide, sweet singing all may be.
Alleluia. days that merit more praise than all of the rest of the year. And welcome the night that double delight, as well for the poor as the peer. Good fortune attend each merry man's friend that doth but the best that he may. Forgetting all wrongs with carols and song to drive the cold winter away.
After Matt and Shannon Heaton came the Selkie Girls with Gloomy Winter from Winter Lore, Songs of Celtic Christmas. Then David Pedrick with On a Cold Winter's Day from his Wintertide EP. And Alexander James Adams has an album called Wintertide, and that was The Holly and the Ivy. Then came A Shamrock and Kudzu with Good King Wenceslas and Gooding Carol from Kudzu for Christmas. And then the Weehevies with Christ Child's Lullaby. And they have a video of that on their website. You should go check it out. That's from their album A Christmas Minding. And finally, Pete and the Creole from their album Winter. That was Cuddy Wren and Drive the Cold Winter Away. I hope you're enjoying this long set of Celtic Christmas music. Just one little interruption as I share a little bit of news for the podcast. The Celtic Christmas podcast is supported by, again, people like you. Your kind pledge of as little as $2 per episode pays for the production and promotion of the podcast, as well as my time in producing it. It allows us to share Christmas cheer through Celtic culture and music. You can bring the gift of music to yours ears and others by making a pledge at patreon.com/Celtic Podcast. And if you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to also subscribe to our joyful Celtic Christmas music playlist on Spotify. And finally, if you find a song in the show that you love, you can find out more about the artist by visiting the show notes at CelticChristmasPodcast.com. You'll find show times and the website for each artist in the notes. Next up is Jennifer Cutting's Ocean Orchestra from her album Song of Solstice, Celtic Music for Midwinter. This is In the Bleak Midwinter.
Shit. Across the dove that rests in yonder tree, the light that shines for all to see, the peace of Christmas Day.
As I sat by my window last evening, the letterman brought unto me a little gilt-edged invitation saying, "The girls want you over for tea." Well, I knew that the Fogartys sent it, so I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they gave me to tackle was a slice of Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. There was cod liver oil and fresh butter, lampwicks and liniment too, pastry as hard as a shutter that a billy goat's jaw couldn't chew, salsa and dish soap and cabbage that would give you the fever and aches. You'd crack off at the knees if you happened to sneeze after eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Mulligan wanted to taste it, but really it wasn't no use, for we worked on it over an hour and couldn't get none of it loose. Then Kelly came in with a hatchet and Murphy came in with a saw. Why, that cake was enough, be the powers, to paralyze anyone's jaw. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There were nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Miss Fogarty, proud as a peacock, kept smiling and blinking away, till she tripped over Flanagan's slippers and spilt the homebrew in their tay. "Oh, Jimmy," she said, "you're not eating. Try a little bit more for me sake." "Ah, no, Miss Fogarty," says I, "for I've had quite enough of your cake." There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance, sure would work up a fine stomach ache that would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. Maloney was took with the colic, O'Donnell a pain in his head, McNulty lay down on the sofa and fervently wished he was dead. Miss Bailey went into hysterics, where she actually did wriggle and shake, and everyone swore they were poisoned or more after eating Miss Fogarty's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, citrons and raisins and cinnamon too. There was nutmeg, cloves and berries, and a crust that was nailed on with glue. There were caraway seeds in abundance that would work up a fine stomach ache and would kill you twice after eating a slice of Miss Fogarty's Christmas cake. You'd crack up at the knees if you happen to sneeze after eating Miss Fogarty's cake.
Thank you. Christmas vacation on every station, online shopping across the nation, another season of pointless presents. I guess it's time for Christmas at the pub. You'll shoot your eye out, you better not pout. A double eggnog and light up your house, another season of waiting in line. I guess it's time for Christmas at the pub. Another season stuck without you. I guess it's time for Christmas at the pub.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all-gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. Dum-da-da-da-da-dum-da. Still through the cloven skies they come with peaceful wings unfurled, and still their heavenly music floats o'er all the weary world. Above its sad and lowly plains they bend on hovering wing, and ever o'er its babble sounds the blessed angels sing. Da 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 da. For lo, the days are hastening on by prophets seen of old, when with the ever-circling years shall come the time foretold, when heaven and earth shall own again the Prince of Peace their King, and all the world send back the song which now the angels sing. Da 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 da. O ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. O rest beside your weary road and hear the angels sing. O rest beside your weary road and hear the angels sing.
After Jennifer Cutting came Sarah Marie Mullen with Torches from In the Moon of Wintertime, then I Wonder as I Wander by Betsy McGovern from The Poor Clares, Songs for Midwinter, then Carolina Cayley with Peace Carol from Holiday Hooli, Miss Fogarty's Christmas Cake by Ira from their album Glen Tidings was after that, then Susan Tomum with Lo, How a Rose from Angels on High, then Lexington Field from their new single that was Christmas at the Pub, and finally Heather Dale with It Came Upon a Midnight Clear from her album Spark. If you enjoyed this show, please like and share this episode. If you found a song you loved in the show, follow the link in the show notes to support the artists who support this podcast. You can buy their music and merch, subscribe to their newsletters, and tell a friend about the great music you found. And of course, you can also subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine while you're over there. This is the official newsletter of the Celtic Christmas Podcast and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. It's 100% free to subscribe, and every week you'll get an inside look into the latest Celtic podcast news. Sign up today and you can download 34 Celtic MP3s for free. We're going to finish up the show with The Jig Is Up. This is Silent Night in Gaelic from their album A Penny for the Ran. Nella Canadive. Thank you. Celtic Christmas Podcast is brought to you by Mark Gunn, the Kilt Father. Promote Christmas music at CelticChristmasPodcast.com.